Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Swinging it along with the left. That's a grand slam.
You bet.
This is Sports Open Live.
Billiken's win.
On America's Sports Voice.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
KMOX.
A very special edition of Sports Open Line as we are covering the MLS expansion draft. All the picks are in. St. Louis City SC also making a couple trades today. My name is Matt Pauly, continuing on as well with Nate Gatter, and we're very happy to welcome on to the show. He covers the MLS for MLSsoccer.com. You can follow him on Twitter at CBOEHM. He is Charles Boehm. Charles, as we go to the Quiver River guest line, appreciate your time. How are you? Charles, are you there? We may not have Charles. Charles, we hear something. We'll try to get Charles here in just a second or so as we continue to kind of recap everything that has gone down during the draft. It felt like, and we're seeing whether or not we can get Charles back. It may just be a moment or so. Nate Gatter continuing to join us as well. It felt like that final move that was made on a trade might end up being the most significant of any of the players that are brought in. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Tim Parker is a good player. The concern for Tim Parker is his contract, that he's, you know, a seven-figure player, which is not common in MLS. And generally, if you're paying seven figures for a player, you want to be getting really good production. I know a lot of folks in Houston don't feel like he's been up to that contract. At the same time, they didn't pay that much in general allocation money. One of the things that I'd like to understand better, and you know, I realize I'm supposed to be the expert here, but there are very few people who I think can qualify as true experts on the intricacies of MLS in this regard. They could have had the opportunity there to potentially pay nothing in allocation money in just in the expansion draft in order to select Parker, and they would have brought his entire contract with him. I'm interested in why they would choose to handle it that way. I mean, they got something from Lakava, but best case scenario, you're getting $250,000 out of Lakava's selection and then spending $500,000. So you're still $250,000 in the hole for the reported $500,000 that they spent to acquire Parker. Unless there's some other sort of mechanism here that makes sense for them, there must be. I'm a little bit confused otherwise why they would have made that move rather than selecting Parker outright.
All right, we'll try this again. We have Charles Boehm on the Quiver River guest line. Charles, do you have us this time?
I do. I had nothing but dead air, so I kept my mouth shut. So
nope.
I'm happy to hear you.
That's what my wife tells me to do all the time. So that's generally a good way to go about things. Just opening up, like, initial reactions to what St. Louis did today in the expansion draft.
Yeah, it's an intriguing draft. You've got a couple of different tastes of how different teams go about this, because you saw the instant deal on one of the picks, which kind of shows you that they're definitely out there working the phones, trying to figure out how to maximize assets, right, and collect the allocation money, which is such a big part of the team building process for a team in St. Louis's situation. Other than that, I think what you're seeing is the pressing identity of this group, the identity they want to have as a young, hungry, sort of hardworking pressing team is starting to become a little bit more clear, with emphasizing youth and maybe undervalued assets here.
Charles, one of the things we were just talking about before you came on, and I think we're getting a little bit more news about it now, is this trade they made right after the draft. Because for the most part, we expected City to be making selections of these younger players. You know, Lutz, Fanderstiel, and Bradley Carnell have talked a lot about wanting these players who are still ascending and who they can get more out of rather than acquiring the finished product. Tim Parker is more of the finished product in a guy who's going to be turning 30 as next season kicks off. Obviously, he has experience with Carnell and all of that from Red Bulls, but a guy whose contract has not been the most team-friendly for Houston. And we were wondering, well, why would they pay $500,000 in allocation money in order to acquire him after the draft rather than just selecting him for no allocation money? Looks like maybe part of the reason is that Houston's going to keep a chunk of that contract. With that in mind, obviously, we don't know the exact number that Houston would be retaining, especially if City isn't paying the full amount of that contract. Do you like that acquisition as more of a ready-made piece to plug and play?
Well, listen, if Cardinals fans thought they were getting a sense of capology on the baseball side, you're about to get a real crash course in MLS capology, where it's almost even a little more urgent because, you know, everybody's working in with constraints that sort of really reward frugality, intelligence, resourcefulness, right? So Tim Parker was an elite, is, and I would say you'd say at his peak, he's still an elite MLS center back who made his name or had some of his peak years in the Red Bull system, which is going to be, you know, Lutz Fonseca was explicit about the Red Bull DNA in this group, right? And so he showed his best in that system, and now you've got a chance to maybe work out a deal with Houston, who have a new coach and a new ownership group that want to spend some money and maybe are looking twice at some of the sort of holdovers they have, right? And they've got to make some room on the cap. And so the idea is that maybe we can, you know, 500K is still a good value for a player who fetched about twice that on the trade market not that long ago. So I think that's the factor you have to keep in mind, that you're always trying to get, you know, not just get quality players, but also maximize your value. And then if you can find a way to get other teams to help you out, or maybe throw some allocation money your way, then you can do so many different things with that.
Yeah, that was kind of going to be what I asked you next. Do you feel like there's going to be more opportunities to make moves that are kind of similar to this Parker move during the rest of this offseason?
Yeah, you know, watching Lutz Fonseca is sort of fascinating because this is not necessarily an MLS guy. It doesn't come from a heavy MLS background. But you can tell he has this sort of calculating, curious mind where he's adapted and he's quickly figuring out the ropes in this new environment. And he wants to kind of solve this puzzle to try and find the most value for money and not waste a dollar, which, you know, maybe it's a little bit less sexy than, you know, what you see with LAFC and some of the big market clubs that are getting more glamorous. But, you know, for the sort of model in MLS these days is Philadelphia Union, because that's a team that, you know, is an elite team, as we saw, reaches an MLS Cup final on the back of these kind of transactions, finding value at every possible opportunity, both home and abroad.
Charles, one of the other things I wanted to ask you about is, again, because this is getting into sort of the technical oddities of MLS, is with Indiana Vasilev, the second selection from Inter Miami. Technically, Inter Miami had him on loan, and he still ultimately belongs to Aston Villa. But one of the oddities, if I have this right, of the MLS single entity system is that MLS technically owns that loan contract, and now that can still be transferred to City, and then they can negotiate in some way with Aston Villa. Is that the idea?
Yeah, there's maybe Dave and Buster's coins or coupons are sort of analogy here, right? You've got your sort of assets or your dollars on the international market, and then with your, you know, global environment, and then you've got your sort of MLS, you know, GAM and TAM and these sort of like monopoly money. Some people use the shorthand, and so the idea here is that you've acquired the right to the MLS rights to this player and the opportunity to bring them in. But I'm very curious to find out. I don't know if we'll get more from Lutz and others about whether they've had conversations with Vasilev, his people, Aston Villa, about the next step of his career, or if they're just taking a little bit of a role here, acquiring those rights, and then they try and see if they can work out a deal to get the guy back. I'm sure Aston Villa would love to get a return on a player who's sort of been on the fringes of their team. But the idea of value of that player is going to be subjective, as we'll find out.
With that in mind, just a quick follow-up on that, do you like that sort of approach, a kind of taking, in some ways, a bigger swing, especially if City haven't had detailed discussions with Vasilev or any with Aston Villa. I don't know exactly what the rules would be about what they are and aren't allowed to talk about before having the rights to the player. Do you think that that's a smart use of this from City's perspective? I guess my question is, if you were Lutz Fanenstiel, would you be swinging bigger on these sorts of ambitious moves, even if there's a chance that you end up getting little to nothing from it?
I think the devil's in the details, because you have so many different factors, and in a lot of it comes down to also conversations between the coach and the sporting director. You know, how much do you want this guy, right? Like, how many resources, how much time and trouble are we going to allocate towards making this happen? And so it's possible that they've already got something lined up. It's possible that there's a little bit of a dice roll here. Overarching perspective I get from these picks is that they're looking for value. And they feel like they've already built out, you know, a squad, as Lutz said on the broadcast, the spine of the squad. He sounded like he was very comfortable with what he's already done. And so now they're sort of, decorating the Christmas tree, to use his metaphor. So we'll have to see. But there's a big spectrum here. And unfortunately, it's hard to say right at this moment.
He is Charles Boehm. You can read him at MLSsoccer.com. Follow him on Twitter at CBOEHM. Charles, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully we can continue to tap into your insight here moving forward.
Well, hey, enjoy the expansion ride, guys, and hope we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Very good. There's Charles Boehm joining us here on Sports Open Line. We've got more coming up in just a moment. Another guest, Zach Lowy, is going to join us. He's very connected with what St. Louis City SC is doing, and we'll get his thoughts on the expansion draft, which wrapped up about 15, 20 minutes ago. This is Sports Open Line, a special edition here on KMOX.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.